Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You stupid son of a bitch!
That's for everybody. Nick Allen with us this morning. Nick's headlining the Funny Bone in Omaha Sunday. And you're there Thursday night, right, too?
Yes.
And you tweet at Nick's Allen. We tweet at TNT Radio Empire. Right. Facebook broadcast, podcast on iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. The app is Radio League. Aisha Tyler later on this morning on the phone. Craig Evans in the house.
Yeah, it's National Amaretto Day.
Amaretto Sour. Don't drink those.
Yeah. All right.
Does a dude ever order those?
I guess.
Yeah, maybe if he's wearing really tight pants.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
Or if he's 17.
Maybe. You're right. You're right.
Experimenting with any kind of alcohol.
Any kind of sweet alcohol. Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah. You got to try them all.
Yeah.
I think I was probably 17 the last time I had Amaretto.
What's a dude on Brockmire drink?
Oh, they're drinking Sambuca.
Sambuca. Puking his guts out of Sambuca. That's all they had. Yeah. The bar, yeah.
And then it became an every night thing because right. The team started winning. And it's baseball and superstition.
Puke Sambuca every day.
So Sambuca every night.
Right. I guess it could be worse.
Yeah.
Like you have to bang a man to Pete.
Them.
You have to bang a man to Pete every night when you're on a winning streak.
That would suck.
That could be worse. Suck. That would be a chore, too.
Brutal.
Yeah. Former President George H.W. Bush is in the hospital recovering from what is referred to as a mild case of pneumonia.
He's going to kick this year, don't you think?
I don't know.
Do you have one of your Deadpool?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That'll be.
I bet you a lot of people do.
I think I do.
You think a lot of people do? A couple
yes.
hundred at least, I bet. Yeah.
I do. I think a lot of people.
If three people had Aaron Hernandez, a couple hundred have the old man Bush. Because he ain't young.
Yeah, they've been propping his for a while.
Even the analytical ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure hundreds of people have
the old man Bush.
The old man Bush. We'll check here in a minute and find out.
So you couldn't just rattle off the 30 that you have off the top of your head?
He's in money pools. He's in everywhere.
Oh,
he's
mercy.
Thin. How many?
472.
Wow.
That'll be a week for us. That's a whole week. Maybe.
Yeah.
That might be a week and a half.
It might be.
Of announcements that day.
Yeah. Admitted because of a persistent cough. Said to be in very good spirits while he rests and regains his strength.
Mild pneumonia.
Any pneumonia is bad. If you're, upper 90s? What is he?
92.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's old.
Yep. He had to be hospitalized in intensive care in January for a respiratory problem.
And his wife still looks older than him.
To pneumonia.
She still looks older.
He's
starting to show his age now. I get it.
She's dropping toes.
Yeah, they might be even up at this point.
By the way, I was informed they didn't just fall off. They were actually removed.
Yeah. We talked to Dr. Mina about that.
Yeah.
And she said the toes don't just fall off.
I prefer to think that they just fell off.
Yeah. I do, too.
Sure, Dr. Mina may give us the real answer.
I'm not believing her on this one.
Right. But I don't want to believe her so much.
I want just all of a sudden there was a toe on the floor and the dog ran away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never forget she went to the ASU of the Ivy League.
She did.
Never forget that.
Yale, ASU of the Ivy League.
She might just drive here and slap you.
It's possible. I'm not going to rule it out.
And right. You'd be grateful.
She got upset at that yesterday. She called the show. We brought up the ASU of the Ivy League, and she freaked out.
Oh.
And she gave her chant.
The clause.
Harvard sucks and Princeton don't matter. That's Yale's chant, which we didn't know.
The claws came out immediately.
Oh, my God.
Well, but did you notice how she just kind of patted Brown on the head?
Like, oh, I know.
It's well, okay. You're trying hard.
She agreed with that. But once again, we couldn't get into Brown.
Yeah, I don't even think I'd be allowed to step foot on campus.
No,
at
no.
No. No, they'd see you coming.
Yeah. We heard you had sideburns. Yeah.
Security.
2001.
Yeah. I think you could fake it for a few hours.
Yeah. If
you, until class started.
Yeah.
You could fit in.
Until the teacher started talking.
For a little
talking.
While.
Yeah.
Because not everybody at Brown is brilliant. Just like not everybody at ASU is dumb.
I disagree with the second one.
I think I kind of disagree with the first one. You got into Brown.
That's what they joke about. You got into Brown. You had to have great SAT, ACT, and great grades.
You were still pretty smart.
Yeah.
There are probably some legacy students that aren't that bright.
Book smart.
Yeah, I'm not saying, but that's all they need to get in those schools is to be book smart.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have any life skills or
no,
anything.
No,
like
hell no, no. I'm not going to give them all pats on the back for being smart.
There's some kid eating boogers in a physics class at Brown.
Oh, of
right
course
there.
There is.
Sure.
Of course there is.
Because he's good at some other discipline.
Yeah.
Like
he's school.
He's on the Brown football team. He was the exception.
No, they don't give scholarships in the Ivy League.
No, they do not.
No.
So it don't matter if you're good at football.
There's no Gronk at Brown.
No.
Yep, but if there were one in the Ivy League, he'd be at Brown.
Right. Exactly.
Or Yale. Sorry.
You know her spidey senses are going off right now. She's not listening, but she knows something happened. Yeah.
She knows. She knows. She don't know.
Because Arizona State really doesn't. They have a mediocre, slightly better than mediocre football program.
Yeah. They play the game at a high level.
Yeah. They've got a cool logo.
Yep.
Yeah, but they don't win.
Relax. You'll win sooner or later.
No. Probably not. And you know what? I've accepted that.
You shouldn't. I know teams haven't won anything in 25 years and their fans are still freaks. So stick with them.
Well,
You'll have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because most teams don't win.
True. But you should act like that, like Todd, then. Yeah. Act like your team's not winning that much, then.
Yeah, before the season, when somebody says, how are you going to do? You go, eh.
Yeah, don't say 9-2.
Not national championship.
9-2.
Yeah, going into this football season, I just hope the Huskers don't get beat by 70.
There you go.
That's baseline.
Well, you're a smart fan, though. I've noticed that about you.
I haven't even in my garage. I have football schedules up. Mm. I haven't even put one up for the past 2 years.
Oh, he is our realistic Husker fan on the show. Yeah, nobody else is a fan.
He's losing faith.
Well, Craig doesn't hate, but he's in Arkansas.
No, I'm fine with the Huskers. Yeah. I always want them to win.
Yeah.
I'd rather my Hogs win.
Yeah, of course.
Now, when you had your schedules up in the past, because they used to do this on their website, they no longer do this on their website anymore. But the spring game, they would list on the schedule, and they would always put a W.
First win of the year.
Yes, it was always a W, and now they don't do that any longer.
Because that's stupid.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they realize that.
I almost use the R word.
But I don't know who had to point that out to them.
Just another stupid guy.
But if you're going to go with that line of thinking, it's also the first loss of the year.
True.
Yeah, but it's not on the website.
I know.
The website, it's a W.
But by that logic, if you're going to give the team a win, you have to give the team a loss, too.
They don't do that.
Oh, it was such a good loss, they're going to call that one a win.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So they're 2-0,
right.
Basically. Yeah.
That's what they should have done.
They're 2-0.
It's either 2-0, 1-1, or nothing.
Well, I read some tweets about the Nebraska spring game. Where they're like, hey, this guy broke 4 tackles. I'm like, tackling's a problem again. I'm not like, that running back's great. I'm like, great, they're not tackling again this year. Perfect.
Yeah, for every great play, there's a problem, but that's not how you're supposed to look at it.
Remember, this is the same guy who was looking at mock drafts after 0-1 last year.
With the Chiefs, right?
At 0-1 before week 2. What's a mock draft for next year?
Yeah, but that's good. I'm a Chiefs fan. Like,
right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm expecting the worst.
Chief fans should expect the worst.
And it usually comes true.
Yep.
Yeah, your fate rides on Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's not horrible.
Half the teams
would love to have him.
Yeah, and half the teams don't make the playoffs.
Yep.
Chiefs made the playoffs, but
than half.
Lose by 2. Yeah,
only 12.
The NFL is not nearly as generous as the NBA or the NHL.
No. Yeah, my son's he's a big Patriots fan. Now he's decided to become obsessed with all the Boston sports teams. He's like, when's the Celtics game on? He's watched two NBA games, and last night I'm like, did the Celtics win? He's like, no, that coach doesn't know what he's doing. I'm like, you watch two NBA games. You can't start commenting on the coaching.
Yeah.
Your kid's a douche. God.
I think that's parenting.
He's a kid. That's parenting.
That's possible.
Yeah. Neil Schoen says he doesn't mind working with Steve Perry again.
Does Steve Perry can hit the notes?
Well, he doesn't want to do anything Journey. He says maybe something more bluesy, more R&B-ish or soul.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No.
Nobody wants to hear
that. That's not why you got rich.
No.
He doesn't care about getting rich anymore.
But you can't play with Steve Perry without doing Journey. What are you going to put a blues album out? Nobody cares.
Right.
Yeah. They'll have four listens on Spotify.
Right.
It'll be their aunts.
Exactly.
So there's a story about a couple out of Massachusetts. They went on honeymoon in Hawaii.
Which island?
How? You almost went into some ZZ Top there, Craig.
The Big Island.
Yeah.
But somebody stole their bag while they were in the ocean, swiped from their car, included his wallet, his cell phone, and the keys to the rental vehicle. That doesn't make sense to me. How you would put the keys to the rental vehicle in the trunk of the car. Nevertheless.
Yeah, because you only get the one set.
Yeah.
They have two keys, but they're fused together.
Right.
Okay.
So I never got that. Why they give you two keys if you can't separate them?
That doesn't make sense at all.
Okay, so out of all things that were taken, the couple says if they get the SD card from their camera back, they won't ask any questions.
Well, why?
Exactly. My question.
Yep. There's stuff in the camera.
What is
hot.
It?
Yes. Naked.
Naked.
Stuff. Naked. Yeah. Naked. That was honeymoon, right?
Yes.
Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
And if I'm a thief, that only makes me want that card more.
That's right.
When they say that.
Why do you say that?
That's like, all the things that you've stolen, all we want's the card.
Yeah, you can have everything.
That's all we want.
That's the only thing these guys get to keep then.
See, I'd go find them, drop off the rest of the stuff, and keep just that. Here's your wallet and your phone and everything else.
Well, you're developing
it.
When I'm developing it, you're putting your computer and checking it out and saying, what's up? Yeah.
Maybe.
Honeymoon. Honeymoon.
It's just memories. You can replace the rental car. You can replace all the other stuff, but you can't replace the memories.
Yeah, the video.
No, it's nudie pics.
They're called
nudie pics.
It's nudie pics.
We're reading a little too much into this.
Yeah. No.
Nudie pics.
There's pineapples being shoved in surprising places.
There's a dog. We're freaks, and so everybody else should be.
For the record, pineapples hurt.
Shove them.
I don't care. But one way or the other.
Don't stick it there.
They're going to hurt.
Right.
Not if you shave them properly.
So I'm shaving the pineapple last night?
Yes, you are.
They must be shaved properly on the outside. Then they're just fine.
Okay. To insert, they're pretty thick, though.
Yeah.
To hurt puss?
Oh, you could thin that out a little bit.
Puss flipped me off before I even said it. I was looking at him. He flipped me off, and then I said it.
Oh, I had it ready to go for Craig a minute ago. I thought he was going to go there, and then he didn't. But I knew eventually I was going to need one.
He had one ready.
Plus, that's pretty citrusy. It's going to sting.
Probably.
Yeah.
It is. So maybe something besides a pineapple.
If you got a fissure, that pineapple juice is going to sting.
Yeah.
Why do we go from this?
They're
on a honeymoon in Hawaii. We assume they're inserting pineapples in their orifices.
Yeah.
Okay, Nick said it first.
Of course we do.
Nick said it first.
Of course Nick did.
There's pineapples all over the place.
What else could it possibly be?
Right. And they're meant for pegging.
What else could it possibly be? Nobody eats those things.
Sure.
You shave them and you shove them someplace. Hello?
That's why you go on a honeymoon to Hawaii to get pegged by a pineapple.
That's a good point, Todd.
You couldn't do that anywhere else.
What are orifices?
Yep, you got it. You got it. You got it.
A UN worker is charged with robbing at least four Manhattan banks over the last few weeks on his lunch breaks.
Nah, you got to Got to get back. Get a job.
Yeah. They should have given him a raise.
Okay. Mr. Shwebu worked as a communications specialist at the UN, and he was arrested at his office across the street. That was just after robbing his last bank, not far from his work, according to police. They say in each robbery, he just passed notes to clerks demanding money. They gave it to him, and he wandered off.
Man, that takes some balls.
And went back to work.
Right.
So they figured out who it was, and they busted him, and it turns out he works at the UN, and he's going to be in trouble now.
All right. That takes balls.
Yeah, it does. How many sad lunches do you have to eat by yourself in a fast food parking lot before you decide to go rob the bank? Like, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And if you get away with it once, you
I'm
should
sure
be
addicting. I'm sure. Yeah.
You should be satisfied with that, but no.
But what about dye packs and all that stuff? We watched a lot of movies where they get away with stuff, but that's a movie. You know.
Yeah, but he was probably thinking, "This is too easy.
Right?
I could do this all day.
Right?
Or at least every lunch."
Yeah, and you tried it one too many times.
Right, right.
It's more exciting than the cubicle.
Yeah, if he just would have done three, it would have been fine.
Right. You got to stop.
Me, that's a dude, like, sometimes I'll buy lunch. I was like, what? You bought lunch? I'm like, yeah. I was hungry. And was like, this guy just, you know, I'm not going to listen to her bitch about how much lunch costs anymore. I'm just going to go get an extra $3,000-$4,000 every lunch break. And then I'm going to buy the biggest sandwich I can and not worry about anything.
I think you're projecting there.
this seems like something we need to dig into a little further.
Somebody, if you rob a bank, damn it, we have to explain that to the show. That's going to be evidence on that tape right there.
Right. Yeah.
Our wife finally bitched so much about me buying lunch, I robbed the bank. Yeah, that's Nick.
Makes sense.
Right. It's not worth it, Nick.
No.
You don't really get away with that much money.
I'd get caught. With my luck, there'd be like an off-duty cop behind me in line and then try to
leave. Hey, I saw your show last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, your wife worked at a bank for a while.
No.
Yeah.
Come
did
on,
she ever
Craig.
Work? Was she ever part of it? You know,
she was never there when it was robbed, no. No.
Did the bank ever get hit, though? Like on her day off, she was out on a lunch break?
No, but I know a bank president, the guy I know is a co-owner of a bank, and his bank's been robbed a few times, and he has to go deal with that. It's another branch he had to go deal with, and the women are just, are just because it's usually a gun thing situation, and they're just freaked out, man. They're freaked out.
But you're not making away. You're not getting away with millions of dollars when you rob a bank.
No,
a couple thousand.
No,
5,000 tops.
Yeah.
My mom used to work at a bank, and they had a guy come through the drive-through and put a knife with a note into the tube and send it in. He's like, "I'm robbing the bank." And they're like, "We got your knife.
What?
This isn't gonna work.
Why not one like that in here?
Yeah.
That's just weird."
So you can't rob a bank in the drive-thru?
No. Well, if you're going to, you at least don't send your weapon into it inside. You got to hang on to that.
Well, and plus, even if you're at the stall right next to the window, that knife ain't making it through the window.
No.
If you don't put money back in that tube, I'm going to come in there, get that knife out of the tube, and stab you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Bank robbing tips
I'll be right in. Boy, that's a stupid bank robber.
Right, because if you were serious, you would have sent a gun through the tube.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's true.
The gun probably wouldn't fit in a tube.
Maybe a little small gun, you know.
Yeah, a little Derringer.
I got a bigger one out here.
There's plenty more where that came from.
Nick Allen with us. Aisha Tyler later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.